We have a great tip this morning from our Dr. Leah, who's been joining us now for almost 2 years. We have learned so much. I have a question for you. Welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Wait a minute. Dr. Leah, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. Yesterday was your day.
Did you have a nice day?
I did. I actually took the day off.
Wonderful.
Enjoyed it.
That's why our tip was late, she said. She was partying.
Okay, you deserved a party.
She went on her 21 run, right?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Lee, I have a question for you. Since you're the one that brought us vitamin D and how important it is, I have to ask you, how could you have a count of 85 in the state of Washington?
How can you have a count? You mean your number?
No, your number is 85, because you told us you want to be between 50 and 80, right?
Yes.
So
yeah,
how in the world?
Range is 33 to 100. But most people, you know, it's mostly supplementation. That's the way they're going to get at that number.
Yeah, well, my husband's at that number with nothing.
Well, is he outside a lot?
No, well, I guess recently because of the weather, but I think that was so strange. I think the count's got to be a mistake.
You know, there are people that just absorb it better through their skin. They're more efficient at it.
That's what you said.
That's what I was
thinking.
You know,
I mean, everybody's different. I had two patients in these last several years of giving high-dose vitamin D that have gone over 100.
Really?
Wow.
And this one woman is outside all the time. She's a preschool teacher, and she's outside all the time with the kids, and she
takes, but I
dropped her down to 2,000 a day because that's plenty for her.
He's not taking anything, and he's at 85. So.
Well, that's great. I mean, his body's being very efficient with it. So that's,
I was jealous because I'm on 5,000. I'm at 50, for heaven's sakes. Okay, I just had to ask you, Dr. Lee. So, what is our tip today?
Well, my dentist will love me for this one. It's about your teeth. Did you know that if you ignore your teeth, they'll just go away?
Yes, we did know that. They'll fall out.
They will. And our mouth is teeming with bacteria. We have more bacteria in our mouth than a dog does.
Wow.
Amazingly.
I've heard that. And you're kissing each other?
Well, wait a minute. I thought when a dog, you know, licks you, I mean, which makes me just gross, but people say it's okay because a dog is very sanitary and clean. Now you're saying they're not?
No, the dog is better than we are, or we're worse than they are.
We have more bacteria in our mouths than a dog does.
Dogs are in less contact with things. That's what I said
when that bachelorette was kissing everybody. Didn't I say that? It was just disgusting.
You were right.
You see?
Now that we know we have bacteria worse than a dog.
Some of it has to do with the food we eat.
Yeah.
You know, and the pH of our body. And dogs generally eat a pretty balanced diet.
That's true.
You know, for the most part. And so if you have a cut in your gum, or if you've flossed a little bit too vigorously and there's a cut, you know, or you're just not flossing and brushing regularly, you can get bacteria going into your body really quickly.
Cause heart problems, you were saying.
Yeah, endocarditis can happen. People with heart disease, when they go to the doctor, the dentist will want them on antibiotics before they do any major work on their mouth. Because of that, because if they open up the gum a little bit, the bacteria will just go right into the body, into the heart, and just affect your immune system in general. So keeping your teeth healthy is going to help your whole body stay healthier. You know, when babies are teething, they get a cold. They get a runny nose, and it's very, very common for them to get colds. It's because the teeth is cutting through the gum, mm-hmm. and that gum has opened up the whole body to bacteria. So it's important. I mean, it's such a basic thing, you know, brush and floss your teeth. Mm-hmm. But we just don't do it. We take it for granted.
Well, and it's good information because it's true. You know, gum disease can lead to heart disease. So that's really good information, Dr. Leah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That means brush and floss.
So, yeah, take that toothbrush to work.
We should do, you know, you think about it, like we should brush after every meal and not do any of this. I don't. But
I don't think most people
do. Actually, a little tip with that is there's xylitol gum.
Yes.
Sweetened only with xylitol will help decrease the bacteria count in your mouth in between meals.
Really?
So I've seen xylitol gum over the counter, and I have some that I use, but you just pop a couple pieces in your mouth for, you know, few minutes, and that xylitol that's in there not only decreases the bacteria count in your mouth, it can also decrease risk of ear infections. Because when you get bacteria going in your throat, it goes up your eustachian tube to your ear. So dentists have been talking about xylitol and using it to do that. So have some xylitol gum in between meals.
You just get that at any drugstore?
I've seen it. Well, I've seen it at PCC, and I've seen it at different stores.
Is it called xylitol, or is it xylitol's in the gum?
Xylitol's in the gum, but it's... Sometimes they have the word, maybe not xylitol in the label, but it might be something like that. And but it only can be sweetened with xylitol, no other sugars.
Okay.
Because that's the key. And I've seen, I mean, I've ordered some through a company that I order from, and it's, I have it around, and it's great to have.
Well, that's great.
You see, you heard it first on Chat with Women, brought to you by Dr. Leah McNeil. Oh, is she the best or what? You know, now what's going to happen, Dr. Leah? You took the pop off of the vitamin D. Everybody's doing vitamin D. Now there's going to be a run on xylitol. Oh. Just want you to know this. Go out and buy the stock, Dr. Leah said. Dr. Leah, give out your information, please.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and you can always find me at chatwithwomen.com.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
Leah. All right, have a great day.
You too.